La lutte antispéciste, c'est la lutte contre toutes les espèces de domination. Libre Radio, la radio qui rompt les rapports de subordination, qui éconduit les chevaillons et qui abat la hiérarchisation. www.libradio.org.
Hello.
Hello.
So we are the 4th of October 2019 with Alada Damfa.
Yeah.
Hi. So you directed the film No Apologies.
So
what is the film about?
No Apologies is a movie that normally we did it in Lausanne for the situation of black people and for their daily lives. So at the same time with the arts of culture. That's kind of like part of the movies, and you can see how with the marks, which is kind of like artworks, but at the same time, it's something related with people's life and their daily experiences. Each and every one of this movie kind of talk about his specifics of experience, what he has been going through, either in Lausanne or in Switzerland or any Europe countries. But particularly, the concept was based in Lausanne.
So, any people that are foreigner in the Swiss the condition of foreigners in Switzerland, in Lausanne and Geneva.
Exactly.
And for how long have you worked on the film?
We have been working on the whole procedures take us like a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you talked a lot about the figure of the dealers in Geneva and Lausanne, and you explain what is their background and where they come from, and is that true?
Yeah, we talk about like drugs and the gentrifications and how they particular put us black people as a dealer.
Mm-hmm.
So
people are automatically judged as dealers if they are or not.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at the same time, like, people kind of like forget about like what's the reasons, and nobody question like what's the reasons why a lot of the minority people are in the street. But if we could ask the people why black people has been in the street, I think they could have the possibility to ask like what are the reasons why black people are in the street. But it's kind of been a subject that has been neglected. Nobody want to talk about the system going on and the white supremacy which has been going on against black people as
in
the in Switzerland, exactly.
And what are the reasons that people are in the streets?
Exactly. This is something like very important. I think, you know, the reason is like black people...
No jobs.
That's part of it. But the same too, it's kind of like a segregation is part of it. And this, as I say, gentrification. And the reason is why a lot of people have been like in the street. I didn't blame nobody who is in the street, because everyone of the person or he or she need to find something for himself.
Mm-hmm.
But example like the main suicide going on in Switzerland, like you are part of an asylum camp, you are in a camp. From camp, where do you go? 6 months, 3 months, they tell you negative. And it's the same. Where is the place to feed yourself? You know? Or you are in a camp like where like you are just there for sleep. Every morning they have to give you sandwiches to go out with it. What the sense of the person have to survive? The sandwiches. You get tired of it less than 1 week.
Mm.
You know? You need to make moves to improve yourself. You need to shelter yourself. You know? You need to find a roof for yourself. You need nice food. You know? You want to be part of the society. Dressing good. Automatically, like, if you don't have this, where's the other way?
We need money to survive, so we need to go against the system.
You need to go against the system. Even though the system doesn't, where you even put yourself, like, there's a prison behind it. Because nobody, so drugs is not something illegal that you could be selling and get out of it for free and get just in. But if the person choose this, means that he or she get frustrated and he need it. This is the system, like, yes, people see people in the street. But what are the systems put them in the street? Nobody talk about that.
Do you feel supported? Do you feel people, Swiss people, are sensitive to your message?
I don't know, but the reason is, and the objective of this movie is why we did it, for them to reach us, for we to reach them and for them to understand the reasons, you know? These are the main object of the movies. And at the same time, like the classification of movies, like 95% of black people in Switzerland in the street. If you could see, like, a lot of people come from Italy, through the military and sea. You know, when you are in a military agency, what do you think about your life? Do you think about to bring drugs with you? No. Where did they found it?
Switzerland.
Who, Switzerland. Who give them the authority? Who just put them in the system or for them to be drugs? Swiss. Mm. If they, maybe if you check the whole nation of Switzerland, how the drugs came, so black people are the less people, you know, because they are the one in the street. But let's talk about the main cartels.
Who the
high levels.
The trapper also.
Exactly. Mm. Who put it to this? Like, man, let us not make selective justice. You know, like if they talk about drug issues, they should kind of like begin it from the top to the down. You know, this is the way it's supposed to be. But I feel like that's kind of like selective justice and how they want to screw the state and how they want to put names on black people.
And what is the solution? How to treat the problem? How to make the things better?
Yeah, I think the only way to make things better, to talk to the people. You know, because the only way like people can get
more communication between Swiss people and people that are migrants.
Than people that are migrants. And the most people for Swiss people are the people who are neglected to the system, who didn't understand what is going on, who thought like every black people is a drug dealer, who thought like every black people is a criminal, who thought like every black people are just discriminated of the nation of Switzerland, who thought like all kind of negativities that you could understand, who thought like black people could be still in behind of white people and miss slavery, walking them in a thousand of hectares. You know, we are not living in that generations anymore, you know. We say freedom of movements, but don't put the freedom of movement as belong for the only white people, you know. So these are the old stuff that could change the system. Let black people elevate them system. Let us not wait for people, white people, to take over, crown our system, like to be in the front line to demonstrate our liberty.
Mm.
Let's speak of ourselves, you know. Let's make a move, you know. You be in the school, you know. Make a book, write about, talk about it, you know.
Don't
some
more communication.
Some more
talk
communication.
About the problem.
Don't just
make people understand.
Just yes,
empathy.
Just don't just be in waiting like white people just come with, you know, making solidarity about you because of that's a black people who die, you know. And yes, but you as a black people, make a move to your community, make a move to your society, make a move to your country.
Mm.
You know, we are not here to discriminate any person or to defeat them, you know, to take over crown, they are what they belong to you. What belong to white people is belong to white people. But what's belong to black people is belong to us. My loyalty is my loyalty, you know. You know, we no matter who we are, we could be poor, we could be, you know, but still.
Respect
for who. We couldn't change for who we are. This is what we want to be. This is what we are. It's not a choice of like, it's Malanian is not a cause. It's just a gift that black people are proud of it. And that's what it is.
Who are you trying to? Who is the public that you're trying to sensitize in your movie?
The white supremacy.
And who is the white supremacy?
It is white people who thought like black people are only good for drugs.
So, do you have a political party that's by your side?
No,
or
I don't.
Or do you feel you feel it's one person fight like?
No, there is no political party, so I'm standing against or to fight for our political parties, you know. I think the system that even black people are living in is kind of a political system that they put us, you know, when they have to direct us, you know. There's no political way more than that, you know. So you can see like how they kind of like put in a cave of like to run us, you know, even though there's no more slavery, but there's kind of a mentally slavery of black people, you know, how they market us, how they emphasize their system, how they run Africa, you know, instead of still colonization, it has been ended, but comparing to what is going on, you know what I mean, if it comes to technology and stuff, iPhones and stuff like that, how where they came from, maybe the sun and the stuff will came from Africa, but still they sell it to Africa to the more expensive people, you know, so it's kind of like a mental slavery and, you know, we have to be uplifted and we have to for leaders to be aware of, like, not to sell everything to the white people like that. Oh, you have a nice soil, you have a oil, you know, it's like, but nothing changed in Africa. People are dying, you know, starvation, hunger, mosquitoes, you know, et cetera, which is kind of like, you know, we are still sleeping and it's kind of like, it's a big warning to all my fellow Africans how we could respect ourselves and our value of what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who worked on your movie? How many people worked on your movie?
A lot of people worked on my movie, you know. It's not about like the people in front of cameras, but at the same time, before the movie comes up, there's a group called Kiboko. So the whole concept came from the group of the Koso Kiboko. You know, so from Kiboko, the idea of the movie came from.
And how would you describe the movie to people who haven't seen it yet?
Yeah, how the only way to describe it to the people like the same
come
time.
And see it.
Yes, it's like it's the independent movie where like there is no supported by any
subversive movie.
Yes, it's like not supported by NGOs, no government. So it was whatever we did it with Kiboko. This is kind of a great movement that, you know, like we did it by ourselves, and this is it. The whole tank goes to Kiboko again, and the collective groups and stuff like this, and the individuals, people, you know. So the only way to describe it to another way, like, is something like, which is missing in other movies, you know, like, it's not about a fiction of, like, creating a fantasy of other people.
It's reality.
It's reality, and it happens in a country or in a state, like, you know.
Rich.
And what people were not taught about it, you know, like, if you talk about Switzerland, you talk about rich, you know, civilizations and how people are living in a class.
And you're life. Trying to show that there's racism in Switzerland that's very, very, very strong.
Exactly.
And would you say your film is rebellious?
It could be true.
If you name anti-establishment.
It, exactly, and it's part of like a movie of revolutions and stuff like that.
And what would you? Who do you also hope to touch migrants, to give migrants confidence? Is that part of the aim of your movie?
Yes, that's one.
Self-confidence,
because I myself am part of it, and I'm like, I couldn't label myself out of migrants because this is how they taught, and I like. Migration has been, it's a name of Africans, migrants, like, but if you came from Kosovo, if you came from like any part of the world, you know, as far as you are white, you could just have any names of like, you know, visitor stories,
so you
explorer.
Think people
you know,
from Kosovo have a better chance to integrate in Switzerland than people that are.
I didn't put no country name as a subject of like they have a better chance as us, but you know. I think any.
There's
any,
more. It's harder. It's any, more difficult for people of color to live in Switzerland.
Exactly.
The conditions are
more
racist.
Exactly. You know, because comparing to you know, like no matter like if you came from like the Southern America, but as far as you are white and like a black guy from Africa, you all just came from like the same and have the same degree, the same papers. You know, like. At the end of the day, maybe one or he or she in the office will kind of look the race first before the what you or both have. So if they go to the by the race, then you as a black people, you are automatically neglected and you are rejected. So it's like that.
Do you feel there's an undercover racism in Switzerland? Maybe a hypocrisy?
Yes.
Could we talk about hypocrisy?
Yes. I think there is, you know, but as I told you, like for this political system that people don't see it, you know, like because how they embrace themselves, how they put themselves in a situation, like, you know, so but the only way to like people who are suffering, you know, they are the only ones who can explain it. They are the only one who see it, you know, because like
so you try to give a voice to people who suffer.
Yes, and try to for the people like who didn't expect that would be happening in Switzerland, for them to aware of like it's going on. Like there's thousands of black people suffering from discriminations, like pick it up in the bus, racism, like put them in a jail for illegal, you know, destroying, you know, taking their money by because of their illegal, you know, stuff like that. It goes on, the list goes on, anything negative it is against black people.
And did people from your home country see the movie, and what did they think about it?
I think.
Were they surprised? Do they idealize life abroad in Europe?
Actually, the movie didn't go reach Gambia yet, but as far as there's a Gambians in Lausanne, and a lot of people saw it, so yeah.
And people were very touched.
And they, yes, exactly.
It was a very strong movie.
And it was very strong movie, and even though like there's not even a lot of as we as Gambians or as we as black people, not a lot of people were expecting that. Some people will come in Lausanne to talk about situations like this in front of cameras.
People are very emotional.
People are very emotional. And at the same time, like, the fear was there, you know. People like that, thousands of people who scared of, like, to talk about it, you know, like, stuff like that. But they were really fear, you know, they were really afraid and stuff like that. So when they saw that, you know, this thing happening and they saw, like, black people are in... making a movie, like we thought like this, and like 400 people were in the cinemas for the premiere, and like nobody was believing it. Like, it's like, wow.
Do you find it's a mark of dignity, the film?
Yes.
Yes.
It was a really huge, huge impact to all the participants in this movie, and I think it was like kind of like...
You showed it for the first time in Lausanne?
Yes. We saw it on Lausanne in...
In Geneva too?
In Cinema de Afrique Festival. Show, and it's going to be in Geneva on the 13th in Sputnik. And it's going to be on... So, yes, and it's going to be in Lausanne on the 8th in Bellevue Cinema. In Sputnik on the 13th. In, the list goes on. In Europe, in Neuchâtel, in... I don't know, it sounds of war. I don't know, a lot of cities, you know, like, it's like there's a, the movie is spreading as how we want it, and yes, this is it. This is our goal, for it, people to get touch with it, people to get it, the movie get rich on people, because like, it's another way to like, if you speak it to the journalists or in the media, it's like, so when they have that authority to edit what you say, it's like sometimes like, they don't put what you say. This is the another power of media. But what about when we say, let's make a movie then? Like, if you go to the cinema, there is nothing like the cinema people, they have edit your movie, they put the words on you. So this is kind of like directing, speak to the people.
Do you feel you can talk about things with your movie that people don't dare to talk about? Is there a taboo that is broken with your movie?
Yes. In my movie, like, there's a kind of, yes, even though you see people covering their faces, because how scared they are. Maybe like they were saying, like,
because it's dangerous, because the police can go after them.
This is the whole subject about it. Mm. They were not afraid about the people, but they were afraid about like one day like the police can go after them, telling that you are the one in the movie, you know? And it put them like kind of a fear of so much. At the same point, I myself has to put Max in my face to put solidarity with them, to just make the movie to be what we want to do and how we want the movie to be, you know. So see the fairness of people in Lausanne or in Switzerland, how when they say like freedom of speech, but still there's thousands of people who really fear to speak their right because how they're going through, you know.
Were you able to change people's mindset?
This is it. I couldn't change everybody's mindset, but the only way to change people's mindset, to make this kind of a stuff, we can be rich, you know. Teach one can teach all, you know. Like, my words could be so touch you. The same time you have a friend that you explain or you watch with him, this is how it goes viral. This is how we can change the mindset of the people.
A kind of domino effect.
Exactly.
Where one person is touched and will touch another person and another
exactly,
person.
Exactly.
Can I ask you, what is your personal background that brought you to make the film? What is your life experience that brought you to make a film like this?
Yeah, it's like a lot of things have been going on like through my life, and it was really, really like, and
difficult.
I was like, difficult, and I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, they have been violated by the right, they have been denying me, you know, the justice has been denying, you know, like, I was like, you know, when last happened, like, how many people should I explain the whole story and, you know, how I'm going through, you know, from the few years ago? I could never have the possibility, you know? But what about, like, if I be part of the movie, like, you know, stuff like that? So no need to explain like individuals, but in the thousands, in the hundreds of people could get to know what I'm going through.
So your story is similar to many?
It's not even similar, but you can see like how the movie goes on, you know. It was like my story was even inside of it, you know. It's like my daily life and how I'm going through, you know. Like I was saying, like I get controls, you know, like, you know, I could remember like several times in 2015, I don't actually know, I have been handpicked in a bus, you know, like just come out just like that by civilian police, you know, without no uniform, you know. And that the same day, you know, when it happened, like what else they did, they detained me just there up to the morning, and they have to free me just like that, not even a single paper to write, because they just emphasizing how strong they are, how powerful they are, you know, they are how they capable of doing stuff to me without nothing comes out, you know. So, and the same second day, like, the same police have to arrest me again, you know? And I said, come on, I have to speak to him. Come on, you just arrest me like yesterday, you know? He told me, yes, but it's my work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The same day, he have to take me again, you know? to the same station. Detain me for a few hours again. Let me free. Because he was trying to emphasize how strong he is. How weak am I, you know? So, and I don't have the possibility to explain this. And I was not, I was even fear like to take a lawyer to get out of this shit and, you know, to defense myself and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, now I have the possibility, you know, to make movies. Why should I not be part of this movie, you know, like to talk about what I've been going through?
So the movie is also autobiographical.
Exactly. And the same, like, you can see a lot of people in this movie too, they have been going through their somewhere, you know, like, and there's one person in this movie talking about, like, he feel unsure in Switzerland than any other countries, you know? It's all kind of affairs that he been comparing to other European countries he went, you know? When we say, like, you know, Switzerland is kind of a country, like, with justice and stuff like that. But even though there is, like, Geneva Convention was set here, but it doesn't change nothing. And the justice was not there for us black people, you know. The equality, the liberty, and, you know, freedoms. So, yeah.
Mm. Is there a very strong solidarity among migrants in Switzerland?
Yes, there is solidarity. Because compared to Zendertour, there is a house which is for roof, but there is a solidarity of people, you know, who always help them for houses.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a solidarity for people, you know, for, yes. If you talk about Switzerland, to be realistic with you, I'm like, there's people so cool, so nice, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. But I think that the issue is the state against black people.
The state is against black people, the Swiss state.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there something you'd like to say future people that want to watch the movie?
I think everybody is allowed to watch the movie, you know, like, so. And as far as 16 years above, you have a concern to watch it, and we are pleasing you to watch it. Even though the movie title is No Apology, we don't apologize for our liberty, we don't apologize for our freedom, and we don't own no white people, you know, who we are. And we don't own, you know, we couldn't tell, like, yes, we are not going to bleed to be white. This is how we want to be, and this is what we appreciated, and this is the only way that we could be, you know, if we get tired of peace off.
And what do you hope for the future?
I bet if we hope for the future, for the brightness, you know, and see every black people walking freely, and yes, we like, yes, we check off all colors, discrimination.
Everybody the same.
Yes.
Friendship.
Don't call me white. I will not call you white, black, and like stuff like that. Like, ask my name and I pick it up and I call your name. This is it.
Mm.
Like, let's put gender away. Let's put race away. You know, like everything, you know, equality.
All together.
You know, yes.
Brothers and sisters.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye.